Virgin Radio 104.4, 838 live across the UAE. This is the Chris Faith Show. That's Demi. Cheat codes. No promises. Full studio. E-News reporter. Can I say that? Is that
superstar.
Right? Is that superstar E-News?
Like, oh, gosh, superstar.
Come on.
No. We say host in the US
no,
a lot.
No, superstar. Kat Sadler.
We like superstar.
Kat Sadler in studio right now. She's here for Simply Dubai. Kicks off tomorrow at the Kempinski Hotel around 10 a.m. If you want tickets, I'll give you the website. It's simply-inc.com/Dubai. We'll also post it up on our Instagram. All right. So about 3 weeks ago, you were... What premiere? What was this for? Because this is the big one I want to talk about.
That was during New York Fashion Week, and the party was the Icons Party for Harper's Bazaar magazine. So
okay.
They were honoring a bunch of different icons, a lot of celebrities who make their mark on the world, essentially.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so there you are, and then Jim Carrey rocks up. Now, I'm going to play you the audio if you haven't heard this before, but this is Kat, who's in the studio right now with Jim Carrey. Have a listen to this.
There's no meaning to any of this, so I wanted to find the most meaningless thing that I could come to and join, and here I am.
They're celebrating.
I mean, you got to admit, it's completely meaningless.
Well, they say they're celebrating icons inside.
Celebrating
Do you
believe icons.
In icons,
boy, that is just the absolute lowest aiming, you know, possibility that we could come up with. It's like icons. What do you believe in icons? I don't believe in personalities. I don't believe that you exist, but there is a wonderful fragrance in the air.
You don't believe certain icons have the power to make change, to think differently, to be bold, to inspire others? Artistry, you're one of them.
On the good foot. Ha! Yeah. You shut it down now. Yeah, no, I don't believe in icons. I don't believe in personalities. I believe that peace lies beyond personality. And I don't care.
But Jim, you got really dressed up for the occasion. You look good.
No,
I
didn't.
Was that an accident?
I didn't get dressed up.
Who did?
There is no me.
There's no you.
No.
We're not here. This is a dream.
There's just things happening. And there are clusters of tetrahedrons moving around together.
Okay.
Yes.
So what's happening in our world right now? Because there is a lot of news that actually is relevant that's not that
uplifting. Here's the thing. It's not our world.
None
that's
of this is
key.
Real?
Nope.
So you're just passing through.
We don't
through.
Matter. We don't matter.
Oh, wow.
There's the good news.
Okay.
Is Jim Carrey with Kat Sadler, and we've got Kat in studio. Firstly, what was going through your mind?
Oh,
and you
gosh.
Handled that so well.
Yes.
Yeah, you held your own there.
Well, thank you. I couldn't win with him, could
no?
I? I was really trying. It's funny to listen to it back because I haven't heard it in a while. Well, firstly, I didn't expect to see Jim Carrey at a fashion event at all. So, you know, I interviewed Kim Kardashian that night and a bunch of models and, you know, everything.
Yeah.
And then he walks up, which I didn't expect. What was going through my mind, I was like, at first I thought he was joking, and I thought, okay, this is going to be a fun little dance, and then with every question, I saw he is actually not happy, he's really trying to make a point, and is he okay? To be honest, he walked away from me, I was like, ooh, I hope Jim Carrey's okay.
Yeah. When we heard it, that's
like,
the first thing that I said, is
I
he
mean,
a... When he walked off, it wasn't like he didn't turn around and go, hey, that was great. Thanks so much. He just walked off.
No. Yeah. And I mean, I thought, you know, obviously he went into character a few times. What you didn't see is at the beginning, if you've seen the video, we're like kind of, he's like almost like circling me and like in a very odd way. But he looked thinner than he used to. He looked a little tired, but he was super dressed up in this beautiful tux. That's why I was like, hold on. You picked the most meaningless event to come to. Yeah, you put on a tux. So where are we at with that, right?
Yeah.
So I couldn't believe the response. Well, I actually, as soon as that interview was over, because I'm sure you guys know how this works, you know, I did 20 interviews that night. And I thought, you know, two of them are going to even make air.
Yeah.
But I emailed my producer right away. I was like, pull the Jim Carrey interview. People will want to see this.
Yeah.
It was so unexpected. And then boom, it went viral. I did not expect it to take hold like it did.
Was he with anyone? I was wondering. Does he walk up? He was totally on his own. Jim Carrey rocked up on his own.
Yeah, and that's different. As you know, like usually there's a bit of an entourage or your rep or your escort or whatever. He was by himself. So right away I spotted him down the carpet doing pictures and he was already acting odd. He was like dancing, doing like these very physical, like comedic things that Jim Carrey does. I mean, he's an icon. I mean, and people love him. He's a beloved guy. And to me, I'm such a fan and I'd never interviewed him. Little did I know that was the interview I was going to get.
My God.
But here's the follow-up.
Okay.
Hold on. Follow-up next. Because there's something that no one knows that Kat said she's the only one that knows and hasn't shared it yet. You're going to hear it after the script and rain on Virgin Radio.